It was another dark and acid rainy night. The rain was searing through my trench coat, leaving a burning sensation, much like the one I had last week. Involved a lot of ointment. It's neither here nor there. It doesn't really matter. Why would you start with that? Come on, man. They call me Bilch. I'm a private eye now. Private detective. A gumshoe. A private dick. Keeping one eye open for suspicious activity. My latest case was entitled The Case of the Cheating Tentacled Former Beauty Pageant Slut. The burning that I was feeling, the real burning, was the burning in my heart. The desire to see her again. I wondered, would I ever see her again? Well, I would if she'd go back into her room already. Come on! A burning in my heart, a burning in my soul. I prayed that she wouldn't go back to him. I hoped that she wouldn't go back to him. I hope she's not back with him, that chiseled Santa Claus freak with his hipster beard and his button nose and his colorful package. The sack. I mean, full of toys. He's Santa Claus. You get it. Maybe she hadn't gone. Maybe it wasn't too late. She didn't go to him. Where could she go? Where could anyone go? No one ever goes anywhere. Not when you're trapped under a big giant dome. The burning. The burning was in my heart, in my soul, but deeper, deeper than that. The burning was in my... Oh my God, it burns! Oh, trap on toast! Oh, my, that's hot! I gotta find shelter, quick! In my car still. Damn soft-top convertible. Come on, man! Gotta find another place to park. That was the optimal place to stalk her from. Stakeout. Do the stakeout. I'm doing a stakeout. Sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that. Sorry. Now look, Lulu, that I didn't do that on purpose. I did not. No, I didn't. I thought I was answering the phone, and I guess I had, and then I hung up, and then I pressed the thing, and it was the recorder. Look, you no, hey, Lulu, shush, hey. I'm completely over you, baby. That had nothing to do with you. That was part of a book, an audio book that I'm writing. Yeah, an audio book. Yeah. Once you get your ears clean, you can have a listen to it. No. What? I know an audio book is supposed to be the audio version of the book. I'm writing the book and doing the audio at the same time. I'm killing two birds with one book. What? Yeah, no, I have not been drinking. I mean, being implies the past tense. I'm totally still drinking. But I'm over you. I'm totally over you. That character Bilch is based on my new persona, my PI, the PI thing I'm going on, the PI NGO. A P.I. Am I? Yeah. No. That was loosely based on an entirely different tentacled former beauty pageant mutant slut that I knew way before I even met you. What? I have got my life together. Hello. I said to you, I'm a private investigator now. I'm investigating privately stuff. You know, no, I'm not going back to they didn't fire me. I quit. I'm not begging for my job back. I don't have to beg for my job back. I don't want that job. Look, what's the point? I mean, if I don't have dimples to make fun of, then what's the point? Does it make it whatever? No, you know, he wants to go off. My new baby brother wants to go and hang out with my dad and take up my dad time. You can go off and do that, and I'll stay here. do just fine without him. And but I don't need to do the news. I'm a private investigator. Damn it, that's what I am. No, I don't have my license yet. You still have to dot some T's and cross some I's yet, but well, it'll happen. Not legally, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that was not me in your hedges yesterday. No. No. That was in the book. Completely different. Why would I want to go back to the news? Oh, no, yeah, they found me another co-anchor. They said I couldn't be trusted to do it by myself. I was like, look, I could do it just fine by myself. I was basically doing it by myself anyway. He was riding on my coattails. Coattails. Yeah, the new guy they got now is some hack named Vasily Archibald or something. What's that even a play on words of? It, but anyway, you know what? You didn't need to call. I'm doing just great. I'm fan freaking tastic. Friend Drescher. What? You remember that show, The Nanny? That was, man, she had an annoying voice. Anyway, I gotta go, Tulu. Tulu, Lulu, Lulu, Tulu. Look at you. WLFC, the voice of Mutant Couchy. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing the news anymore. Never mind.